Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Ball, Managing Director with Stifel Nicolaus. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thanks for having me on.
The reason we're doing this, we do this every quarter when all of the publicly traded flooring companies have reported their results, and Q2 is in now. And as we look at the stock prices now for all of the publicly traded companies that are focused on floor covering, they're either at or near a five-year low. What is that telling us?
Well, as we know, demand, consumer demand, builder demand, even commercial for floor covering year-to-date has been fairly flat, certainly down in many categories. That's one issue. We are all painfully aware of the tariff issue and the turmoil that that's caused. Three of the five I track are manufacturers, and you know, they're dealing with that whole issue of the growth of LVT and the negative impact on everything else. And quite honestly, you've had companies like Lumber Liquidators and the Tile Shop who are competing against Floor & Decor to name one that has done well, one stock that's done well. And, you know, their results are strained. Sort of a separate story for each stock, as is always the case, but the bottom line is floor covering industry is in a state of flux, as you know, with what LVT has done, and then you add the tariffs on top of it, and then a slowing demand picture, and you got a stew there that's a fairly ugly concoction. So that's what's being reflected to some degree in the equities.
So you think it's probably just the uncertainty, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we all hate uncertainty, particularly if you're running a company, and that's exactly what we have. And you layer on top of that the somewhat softer demand. So you have the combination of an influx of imports to a dramatic degree in an attempt to beat duties or tariffs or whatever you're battling, then layering on top weakening demand and uncertainty about where you're going to source stuff long term. And it creates a lot of challenges short-term about how to manage the business. I'm confident it will sort out in time, but we got to get through all these import inventories first, and hopefully demand is going to improve slightly as we move into the back half of the year.
Well, you know, the name of the game in the stock market is to buy low. So now if it's all at a five-year low, good time to buy. And actually, you have ratings on some of these that you cover. And take, for instance, with Mohawk, you have a buy rating, right?
I do, and all candor, I pulled the trigger a little early on that. I think we were in March at 130, 35. But it's a long-term game. You know, Mohawk's struggling right now, and they're going to struggle, I think, for the back half of the year for some of the reasons we talked about. But good management team there, good track record over time. I mean, it'll be interesting to see where we sort out. Mohawk's obviously a manufacturer, first and foremost, although they do retail some parts of the globe. And if we wind up producing more in the United States in the future than we have in, say, the past 5 years, you would think that would help Mohawk here. But you know, there are some tough macros around the world where they play, Australia and Western Europe, to name a couple. So there are some challenges, a good balance sheet. I look at account balance sheets and cash flows when stocks are down as sort of support mechanisms, and Mohawk certainly has that.
Right. I guess the one that's one to watch in the short term is Armstrong, especially in light of the fact they just spent $50 million buying some stock back at around 11, and now their stock's trading at around 7. So that's definitely one to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, capital allocation question there, right? Do you bet on your own business by buying in your stock, or do you bet on capital spending or acquisitions? Obviously, they made their choice. It seems to me that embedded in that decision is we're not going to make LVT. You know, they're trying to make, they are making some flexible here. They were trying to make rigid. Seems like they've run up the white flag on that, and they're going to just source it, which means you don't need as much capital, but it also means you're morphing from a manufacturer to a sourcer and becoming, in my mind, more of a distributor. So, interesting strategy, you know, judge stock buybacks over time, not over a few months, but clearly they've made a choice to deploy capital on the financial side of the business as opposed to investing in plant and equipment, et cetera.
We see everybody knows where they get the $50 million. I mean, they sold their wood business, so they had the cash. Yeah. All right, with Interface, we know that they bought Nora. Nora was an expensive acquisition, so now they can bundle both carpet tile and rubber products. And it sounds to me like a sound strategy. Just right now, the stock market's got it low for some reason.
Yeah, I think the Nora acquisition, you know, again, we'll have to judge it over time. They're integrating in terms of cross-selling rubber with carpet tile as we speak. So we'll have to see what the long-term benefits of that yield. You know, it is a German-based company. My understanding is they're having some challenges with the labor laws and integrating those types of things, and so the margins under a little bit of pressure currently. I'm not sure that's what's weighing on the stock as much as the maturation globally to some degree of the carpet tile business and the relative lower growth, I guess would be another way of saying that. And of course, depending on where you are, some increased capacity around the world. Interface also does traffic in the UK, Australia, and Western Europe as major geographies, which are all under intense macro pressure. So I think it's really the fact that the carpet tile business for Interface is struggling to grow right now. And, you know, they are a manufacturer with fixed costs, so you always want to try to run more widgets through the plant. They're struggling to do that right now.
Well, John, you know, you look at more than just flooring. You look at a broader interior furnishings and mattress businesses. And are we seeing a similar trend in this broader category that you follow?
Yeah, it'll vary a little bit. Furniture, for example, is slow, and yet high-end bedding is quite strong. But there's, you know, we've had issues with those two industries, too, with the imports and duties and tariffs and all these things. So there may be suffering a little bit. There's also, and this is different from fluorocarbon, it's the whole incursion from invasion, if you want to call it, from the Internet. You know, Wayfair comes to mind, and Amazon particularly impacting the furniture and bedding business. You don't see that so much in floor covering, which is good. But, yeah, I'd say the consumer's relatively healthy. Having said that, I also look at building products. The rate of spend year over year, year to date, is down. We had a very robust 18 and a less robust 19. Now, you've heard the weather excuse. You've heard government shutdown. We now have a volatile stock market. There may be those are the reasons. But it's still positive. It's just less so. And I think we had a frustrating first half of the year. Some of the housing metrics that I pay close attention to, Kim, have been quite negative. When you lag existing home sales turnover or single-family housing starts, Q2, you lag it about a quarter. And Q2 was high single digits negative in both categories. The recent months, May, June, in those figures are better or less bad. So you learn you lag those, which will impact the second half. You should see a relatively, and these are all year-over-year comments, a relatively better backdrop for floor covering sales, for example. So we're looking for that. We're hoping for that. It's just a question of how much this inventory of imports and confusion around where retailers are going to price things influences consumer behavior. Hopefully not much. That's my sense. But it's been a tough first half.
Okay, John, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to John Ball, Managing Director with Stifel Nicolaus, about the publicly traded floor covering companies and their second quarter results. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.